The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, best-selling author Andy Andrews and successful business executive Buddy Pilgrim share their concerns for our economy.
Anytime government gets bigger, you have to divide the people.
We criticize and demonize the creation of wealth, but we praise the transfer of it from one to another, from one who earned it to one who didn't earn it, and though it doesn't even make sense.
The Missing Link to Prosperity, next.
Joining us on Life Today, I'm Betty, and this is James.
And thank you very much. I am thrilled to have two guests. Now, one of the guests we have, he was on with us at another program you may have seen. He's a businessman, and we are being taught, we the American people, are being taught a class warfare that probably is one of the ugliest things I've seen in many decades since way back with the Civil Rights Movement, which I was very much lined up with the freedom that Martin Luther King talked about. And Billy Graham and I worked very hard throughout the South to help break down those walls and barriers. And I can tell you many long stories about the danger we faced doing it, but we knew we had to do it. And we're glad, we're grateful for the progress that's been made. Now, we're making some real bad decisions today. And this class warfare I referenced earlier is a class warfare now on the business community and on success. And any perception of wealth or prosperity has become the enemy. And you might ask the question with the Occupy Wall Street, and they're out protesting Wall Street. What is it? Are they protesting the fact they don't have what the people they're protesting have? So what do they want to give? Well, no, what we want is to take and distribute. We want to divide it up. That's as purely socialistic, communistic as anything you'll ever consider. You see, God says we want to love and give and care. And I've said over and over, and Betty, I believe with all my heart, you don't solve any human problem without a compassion connection. And you don't have any accountability or responsibility unless you get that connection. Well, we've got a businessman. His family, the Pilgrim family, had produced the second largest chicken production business in the world. And Buddy Pilgrim is here. Andy Andrews is here, who speaks to business people and corporations and leaders all over the world, and one of the great communicators. Zig Ziglar, who's been one of our favorite guests, says that Andy Andrews is the greatest communicator he's ever heard. And in the books he's written, been New York Times bestsellers. And here's one that's out now. How do you kill 11 million people? Nobody's going to try to kill 11 million people in America, but we're going to destroy the life of 300 million people if we don't change our direction and our thinking. And the business community is not the problem. I want you to welcome one of these people many are being taught to hate. I want you to welcome Buddy Pilgrim back to life today. Buddy Pilgrim, glad to see you.
Thank you, James.
Pleasure to be here. I want you to welcome Andy Andrews. Andy, back to life today. Okay. I sent both of you an advanced copy of Indivisible. Mm-hmm. You read it on your iPad, am I right?
I did.
And you read it in a bound manuscript that's about half the size of font. Matter of fact, I don't know if anybody can get a close-up of this, but the font is so small because it was just when we sent the manuscript in that I apologized to people, but you read it all.
You pop this open, and everywhere you pop it open, you're going to see the highlighter, because you could not open this book without seeing the highlighter. And I've got this thing. As I started it, I thought, and literally, I mean, I'll show you right where I started. If you look at here's where the introduction is. Look at the yellowing on the introduction. I get through the introduction, and I'm starting chapter one, and I'm thinking, this is very important. Then I get like halfway through the book, and I think this may be one of the most important books I've ever read. And I get to the end of this, and James, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm already making plans. I've got a list, and right now I've got 40-something people on the list of not just gatekeepers who influence many other people, but close friends of mine who have a very close circle of influence. Maybe they influence four or five other people, but this book is going to be read by my friends and my family. And I understand how to do that because I'm an author, and I know it's not going to be, hey, I got a book for you. It's going to be, hey, I got a book for you. This is very important that you put this in right now and that you start reading it right now. And then 2 days later, I'm going to say, have you started that book? And then a day later, I'm going to say, have you started that book? And I'm going to keep talking about it until you get it read. Because this book will change the understanding and the thinking. I heard you say a few minutes ago that there are decisions that are being made in this country that are incorrect. They are wrong. They are against God. Well, I want to make a little point here. Decisions are only an outpouring of somebody's thinking. At our base level, it is our thinking that has gotten so out of whack in this country. And I'm so proud of you and Jay Richards. I haven't met Jay Richards, but this idea that you generated into these words, this is huge wisdom that will alter the thinking or get us back on course, because it allowed me to understand some things that I thought I knew, understand some things that I hoped were right. And the beauty of it is explained in such a way because it doesn't offend anybody. It just allows you to understand the truth.
Do you feel like that our nation at this point in time is in critical need of the insight that's shared?
Oh yeah, and don't you hear, we hear this a lot. We hear people say, you know, for your children, for your grandchildren. I'm going to tell you something. 10 or 15 years ago, it may have been your children, your grandchildren you're worried about, but you better worry about yourself right now, because if we don't get this straightened out, there won't be anything for our children and grandchildren.
Yeah, I agree with that too. You know, I've got a 30-year-old son, and he hears all this talk in politics with these politicians pandering, saying, I'm worried about my kids, my grandkids, and all this kind of stuff. And my son, who I'm worried about him, he said, I'm worried about today.
Yeah,
but he didn't mean that in a selfish manner. But he said, I'll tell you, he said, this country's not going to last the way that we've known it for another generation or two, for his grandkids, you know, if we keep going down the path that we're going down. And
yeah, believe me, people, you better put the oxygen mask over your own face right now before you start dealing with your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying about the book as well. I read it on my iPad, and I couldn't highlight on there, but I was flagging pages on it, and my only frustration was that I didn't have a paper copy to be writing on, because I love to do that. But I hadn't found a thing in it I disagree with. I love everything that's in it. It is, it covers one of the broadest bases of topics of any book that I know of. It really does an amazing job of covering everything from traditional marriage to capitalism to free markets to strong military, everything that you can think of you've covered in here, and you've covered all of them in enough depth to give a good, solid understanding and enough breadth to show that how they all weave together and that all these various topics really are indivisible to our freedom and to who we are as a nation.
Now, I appreciate what's being said, because I really do believe that we have handed the people of America a roadmap out of the wilderness and back in to what several Catholic leaders have said, it's a bridge back to hope.
I
and
agree.
To peace and to prosperity.
Yeah.
And interestingly, this is pretty incredible. It's been published by one of the largest evangelical Protestant presses, Hachette, Faith Words, and Ignatius Press, the largest Catholic press. They have come together. You say, how could this happen? We believe in indivisible, where we need to come together as believers and people who have differences. Betty and I have been married 49 years, in love for 50 years or more, and we have many disagreements.
We have a few.
And it takes me a while to help you get straightened out. Betty said, she said, it's amazing to me how when you apologize to me, you've learned how to apologize to me in a way to make me think it's my fault. And so we have these disagreements, but we have the major principle agreement that we are one.
Yes.
And we are indivisible. And we're married. We understand that principle. We believe that when Jesus said you need to be one as believers, that He wanted us to come together with our distinctives, our differences, our diversity, our strengths, and even with those heated discussions, even theological differences, that we could still be indivisible on common ground to address common concerns. So that's how we laid it out. Now, do you believe that that is essential? As a businessman today, and we're being taught to not like you, you're a real problem. Yeah. You know, you guys are paying 70% of the federal budget, this small little percentage. Yeah. I think we ought to be standing up and saying, praise God for you. Thank you, buddy. Keep it up. Get some more chickens. Grow some more business. Hire some more people. Why do we not thank the people who are paying 70% of the federal budget instead of making them public enemy number one? Well, why don't we thank the people that create the jobs? Why don't we thank the people that meet needs instead of making them an enemy?
Isn't it ironic that we criticize and demonize the creation of wealth and of production, but we praise the transfer of it from one to another, from one who earned it to one who didn't earn it. And though it doesn't even make sense. We call it greedy to want to earn a profit and not greedy to want to take it from somebody.
It's crazy.
And give it to somebody who didn't earn it.
If you don't like the people that have been successful, why would you want to become one of them?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, history is so insane, it just gives me the creeps.
I feel like you asked the question, why do we demonize those people? You know, other than the obvious, history shows, you know, I read Odd History, right? And history shows that for government to get larger, anytime it ever has, and especially in the last 100 years, especially in that century, anytime government gets bigger, you have to divide the people. You have to. You know, and so that even ideas that everybody knows aren't gonna work can be implemented by a few people that it will make their lives better. You know, Lenin proved it with the collective farms and the idea, and what they did basically was demonize the business people, for lack of a better word. They demonized the people who had the money, and so they said, wouldn't that be a great idea, you know, for everybody to work on collective farms? Well, you know, long story short, 5 million people starved because of that grand experiment. Now, people look at that and go, yeah, but that was back early in the century. Look, in the 1970s, the Chinese did the same thing, and they tried this collectivism, and you can see films on YouTube of what people look like when they eat sticks and dirt to fill their bellies, because 20 million people starved to death because of that great experiment. And so over and over again, history shows that what we do is divide. Now, very quickly, we as Christians, I'm just going to tell you something. We don't have a good history of working together.
Okay? And that has to change, and it has to change now.
Yeah. You know,
it has to change now. We're not going to dot every I the same way and cross every T. We're going to disagree on some things that may be pretty important to some of us, may be real important, but we better find the common ground, and we better find it soon.
Right. What did you say at dinner? We were eating, and James said, you know, if we could get together, like the National Rifle Association gets together, but, and you know,
there are only 2 or 3 million of the NRA, and you'd be surprised how much they control, and frankly, thank God for them, because they come down on the right side of nearly every issue.
But they
don't agree.
But not a single one of them's going, well, I only shoot pistols. I'm not going to be talking to those people that shoot rifles. But boy, we're on it on baptizing and sprinkling, aren't we?
We can find so many reasons to fall out of
it. And we don't want to get involved in all these issues, too, because they're too secular. And if you look up the dictionary definition of secular, it says that which is separate and apart from, having nothing to do with one's religion. Well, if you take that as the definition, why do you want to define anything as secular? See, I don't define my job as a secular activity because my job is not going to be separate and apart from having nothing to do with who I am in Christ.
Great point.
My involvement in politics is not going to be separate and apart from having nothing to do with who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. See, there really should be no such thing as secularity applied to jobs or politics or anything else. Everything that we connect with. Somebody asked
me. That is a great point.
Somebody said something to me one time, said, buddy, you know,
God don't care about how many chickens you produce. God doesn't care about the business side of your life. He cares about the relationship side of your life. And I said, really? Well, if he doesn't care about the business side of my life, so that means I just make all those decisions completely on my own. Well, if he doesn't care about the business side of my life, he may not care about who my friends are either. He may not care about my social life or my family life. There may be lots of little compartments I could divide my life up into and say, well, God, thank you very much. I'll handle those. You only care about my prayer life and my Bible study time and when I go to church. Well, that's a big lie of the devil. The truth is, God cares about every single decision that we make.
And I want to say to all you sweet little Christians sitting out there watching Christian TV, including James and Betty, and I appreciate the fact you want to help people, but you better get concerned about helping yourself, or we're not going to be able to help anybody very long. And you'd better get real concerned about praying for your country, and not just for an election, as important as this election is, and it's real important. But the reason it's important is because the major importance is not an election, but it is a direction and correction that is absolutely essential. I'm telling you right now, as firmly as I can communicate it, now is a day of reckoning. It is a time to get out of the pig pen of rotten decisions, rotten direction, and head back to the Father's house with a broken heart that says, I will submit to be a servant before you, and you're going to find this loving Father that has been waiting for this prodigal nation, just as with every prodigal child, to come back. This loving Father wants no part of a slave. He wants a son. And He will cover you and cleanse you and welcome you back into the blessing of the Father's house, the blessing of Almighty God. That is the invitation to us. But here's the deal. The only way it's going to happen, you say, we're really praying. We're really praying. Well, you better come out of that closet and you better become the brightest light in the little corner where you live. And then you must commit to become a part of that shining city on a hill that cannot be hidden. And that means you're going to be standing with others who are not the same, not the same race, not the same background, but they've got the same heart for the will of God. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. On earth, in us, right now, for your glory. That's what God's calling us to. Father, I pray it'll happen. And every viewer listening to me and people all over the world will realize we have to come home to the Father's house, not just a change of direction even, but a change of mind and a change of heart. God grant this prayer in Jesus' name. Would you in this audience say thank you to Buddy Pilgrim and Andy Andrews? Andy Andrews has written many bestsellers. Here is a must read. You can read it in less than an hour, even if you're a slow reader. It is absolute spiritual dynamite, in my opinion, to help wake people up. Here is a teaching series, The Land of Business, The Missing Link. There is Buddy Pilgrim's website address. If you want to invite this great businessman to come and speak in your church, don't invite him. Just come talk to the businessman or some group. Get the whole church. Right. Put him in the pulpit on Sunday morning, and you may just have a whole new church. And it'll all be about God's business, God's way. Betty, I'm so excited about what God's doing. I appreciate what these men said about the book, Indivisible. I appreciate the way for years, you watched me on about a 3-year journey, about 18 months pretty well wrapped up in getting this out with Jay Richards and 12 months of pinning it and editing it and getting it ready. I believe God has given us something that can help correct our course, and we really want you to get it. I want to focus your attention on a specific need that we can meet right now. We're going to ask you to help us rescue some people from the sex trade. And it's really important. I'm watching, listen.
This is Neeta and Parmila. They met many years ago when they were both trafficked to the same brothel as young girls. Several decades later, the lifelong friends are still suffering from the effects of human trafficking because Parmila has HIV and Neeta is dying from AIDS.
This is not something that should ever happen to a human being, ever. Can you imagine to be taken as a 9-year-old little girl, spending your entire life in the brothel, and then thrown out like an animal because you can no longer sell your body as a sex slave. This is the ending. If we don't do something to help these little girls, if we don't do something to stop this, if we don't provide safe homes for them, if we don't provide life centers where we can save and rescue these little girls, this is what happens to them. They end up being thrown out like dogs on the street. Their innocence was robbed from them, and this is what they have to do now. But why? Why do they have to go through this? We can do something so they don't end up like this. I just want to do more.
Some of those precious little children you saw there at the end are targets for the sexual predators who take them and use them in the sex industry. In Nepal, there are many children who are in desperate situations and they're easy to take. And we really believe God wants us to build a life center there to help Gazelle, who was a fashion model, and she saw the need and she actually herself was held captive in that trade for a brief period when she was young. And she went on to be very successful after she was freed from it, but she never forgot. And she's gone back now, and we have decided we would help her. When I say we, it includes Betty. We can't do it without the help of our viewers. She has started a business there for these girls to make a living making beautiful beads. And we want to send this to some of you who will help rescue one of the children as a gift, just to send one that was made in love and appreciation for the job. But here's what it takes. It takes $128 to rescue a life. And we have been blessed, Betty, by someone who had such a broken heart that they said, we'll match every gift. Which means if you'll help rescue one of these precious children or one of these people from this sex trafficking, it'll actually be two, and it also means if you could give $64, it would be matched, and we'd be able to rescue another. We need $225,000, which will build quite an elaborate life center there, because the dollar goes so much further in the labor there, what we're able to do, and the material. So we're asking every one of you to help us, and Betty, I believe every viewer will do something.
I do too, James. You know, you and I are so blessed. We have five beautiful granddaughters, and I can't even imagine or picture them having to go through such a tragedy as these girls, all these children do. It's just hard to even think about, and these children don't have a chance. They're helpless and they're hopeless unless we care, unless we offer hope. I hope you will join with us, and let's do something for these children.
I'm sending the book, Indivisible, that Jay Richards and I wrote, Restoring Faith, Family, and Freedom, which is really a roadmap out of our wilderness and our need in this nation back to a solid foundation. You are going to love the truth that you see that will set us free as a nation again. I really believe that. Restoring faith, family, and freedom before it is too late. We want to send that to you to say thank you. If you will, for any gift you make, if you will help us rescue one of these children, we'll also send with the book one of the sets of the beautiful beads made in love. If you'll help us build the Life Center, we want to send you the beautiful lion and lamb bronze to say thanks. We're asking for a gift of $1,000 or more. It may be that you could give $5,000 or more. Whatever you can do, we're asking you to make those gifts. Let's do this to rescue these precious children and these women from this horrible trade. They are prisoners. Call, use your bank card like a check, or you can go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. If you make a check, make it out to life. Please call and let us know what God's leading you to do.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I really pray that you've helped us and your gift will be matched. I do want you to get Indivisible. I want us to be an answer to the prayer of Jesus, that we be one with the Father and perfected in unity with one another as believers. That's the way we're going to find that common ground, that rock-solid foundation, really repair not only the breach, but restore the foundation. We're sending you Indivisible if you make a gift to help us, and encourage everybody you know to get it and read it. This book by Andy Andrews will send you today if you help us, and I pray you get your friends to read it. I wish I could make it an assignment, a divine assignment, because it's for Providence, for His purpose. It really is. Buddy Pilgrim, I just hope you'll go on his website and get some of this material. He's got a teaching series. It'd be great. Buddy, thank you. Andy, thank you. Thank all of you for being here. Appreciate you. Let's turn our wonderful nation back toward safe harbor.
Lisa Osteen Comas, the sister of Pastor Joel Osteen, shares the story of surviving a mail bomb explosion. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.